Hey there.
Ooh, loud.
Hey, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio. That is, this is still agoraphobic nosebleed until it's not. Like, right about now. Okay. Yeah, agoraphobic nosebleed, song called Gnaw off of the Ark LP. From the, I think, best configuration of that band, which unfortunately only lasted for the Ark LP. Oh, well. Band called Hell before that with a song called Newman from a split album of theirs, compiling things that they put out with other people and other bands. We started off with Aiden Baker, Stacey Taylor, and John Kolpitz, a.k.a. Kid Millions, as the trio, not trio, trio. Doing a song that I'm going to call Seithfeld, off of a album called Yngintaf. Welsh. I don't know what to do with no vowels. This is where I remind you that there is a playlist available for this show at wrct.org in the schedule section, or if you are like listening to this radio show right now and you go there, you can just get to it on the front page, where you can find out how all this sort of stuff is spelled. Like this next band, which the band is called Pessimista. The song is from a split that they put out with a band called, I think pronounced Kaatira. I don't know. Playlist, wrct.org.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. 4 or 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I don't care what you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best, and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face, and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes another chance. It might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me whine, 'cause to win, you've gotta play. I carry my needs in an old mill sack, and worries slide right off my back. Even Uncle Sam don't make me sweat, and when it rains, I get wet. Times, spending pennies like they're dimes. When I'm knocked down, I'll bounce right back and keep headed down the track. I'll squint to see when the sun comes out, like water finds the quickest route. The simple life is the best I've told, then I'll live it till I'm old. What's the sense to worry about the things beyond control? You make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. Control and make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, sure, I can get a little wet, but I dry off and things get back to normal. Hey, tomorrow's another day. You know, I just try to keep things simple if I can. So when it rains, I get wet.
Every kind of music but country. hit the track with a stack of cash, but my surefire bet done come in last, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And it feels like I'm gonna be losing my honey in the same way that I've been losing my money. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, I'm walking down the street just singing the blues, wearing holes in these old walking shoes. The only bit of happy news is that I ain't got nothing left to lose. I said the dice were loaded, the deck was stacked, I bet on red, it's fun to black, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And I don't think my baby's gonna let me in when she finds out that I didn't win. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Said it looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again.
Well, life on the farm is kinda laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm, raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My fiddle was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
Thank you. keep awake. That's what the cowboys did. Well, I left home at 13, not realizing my mistake. That's what the cowboys did. Grew into a man on the wrong end of the law. Young men, they called me kid. Most of my time was spent doing nothing at all, 'cause that's what the cowboys did. That's what the cowboys did. Shining sea. Well, I rambled and I ambled and I gambled across the plains. That's what the cowboys did. Now you wouldn't want to cross me if you had half a brain. That's what the cowboys did. When we came into town, people locked the doors and kept their women. Cards and whores. That's what the cowboys did. That's what the cowboys did. And it's good enough for me. Just miles of nothing from sea to shining sea.
See you. want you back like you used to be. A total stranger to me. I trade the good times that we had, then go back to being lonely. It couldn't be this bad.
Girl, our problems are a direct result of you.
10 years later.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying.
please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling, I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm
something up with me.
born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I love the girl,
I love the girl
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love,
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
I said, honey, I'm a coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history.
Her dad met me
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father and a lawyer upon that claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. With the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Set a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14, having 27 cents. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. ¶¶
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again.
Goodbye.
But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know. What made you tell him you don't love him anymore? Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
Going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bone. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Again, when I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
Sadly, we start today with a tale of stochastic terrorism perpetrated by the twice indicted, twice impeached, failed former president. You know the guy I'm talking about, the guy who's orange. Trump posted Barack Obama's address, or what he believed to be Barack Obama's address, or what was supposedly Barack Obama's address. And even though it wasn't, an armed man showed up. And prosecutors now know all about it. The Associated Press reports Trump posted what he said was Obama's address. An armed man was soon arrested there. And the question I have for you as we read through this is, did Trump know exactly what he was doing? Former President Donald Trump posted on his social media platform what he claimed was the home address of former President Barack Obama. On the same day, a man with guns in his van was arrested near the property, federal prosecutors said Wednesday, revealing new details about the case. The individual is a 37-year-old Taylor Taranto, who prosecutors say participated in the January 6th riots on January 6, 2021. He kept two firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition inside a van he drove across country and had been living in, according to the Justice Department motion that seeks to keep him behind bars. On the day of his June 29 arrest, prosecutors said, Taranto reposted a Truth Social post from Trump containing what Trump claimed was Barack Obama's home address. In a post on Telegram, Taranto wrote, quote, "We got these losers surrounded. See you in hell, Podestas and Obamas." That's a reference to John Podesta, who chaired Hillary's 2016 campaign. Taranto also told followers on his YouTube live stream he was looking to get a, quote, "good angle on a shot." Good angle on a shot. Federal defender representing Taranto did not immediately return a phone message seeking comment, but a motion seeking to have him released pending trial. The lawyer wrote that in a motion, the lawyer wrote Taranto is not a flight risk and he served in Iraq. OK. All right. So does Trump know exactly what he's doing when he does this sort of thing? I believe that the term stochastic terrorism applies here. Stochastic terrorism is a technical term that is the epitome of what we are seeing here. When we say stochastic terrorism, what we mean is when public figures or media outlets, sometimes it will be Fox News or others, they can inspire seemingly random acts of violence by spreading hateful or extremist messages to a large enough audience that is likely to be receptive to it. And it is historically outside of any legal liability. So I'll give you an example. In fact, we have real life examples. This guy, Glenn Beck, right wing nut. I think he has a show now on The Blaze or one of these right wing online things. He used to be a Fox News host, used to be a CNN host. OK, for a while, he would rant and rave about an organization called the Tides Foundation. And he would say it's just a horrible organization. I don't even remember at this point, it's been so long, what it was that was so bad about the Tides Foundation. But he would rant and rant and rant. He never directed any particular person to go and do anything to the Tides Foundation. But given that the audience of Glenn Beck was a right-wing, conspiratorially minded audience, receptive to having their attention focused on whatever the scapegoat of the day or of the week was, you could sort of predict in some general sense that Glenn Beck's relentless focus on the Tides Foundation might inspire an act of violence against the Tides Foundation. You couldn't predict that, you know, Joe Schmo the Third from Florida would be the guy to do the act of violence. But you could say, we know that some percentage of the population is suggestible in this way. And we know that Glenn Beck's audience is big enough where if it's even only 0.1% of his audience that would hear him talk about the Tides Foundation and go and do something, that means there's at least a handful of people who would go and do it. And eventually this story ended less tragically than it could have ended, which was California Highway Patrol. The details elude me, but pulled over a guy with guns in his car going to the Tides Foundation because Glenn Beck had talked about it. That's stochastic terrorism. It's not that Glenn Beck directed in the way that